you might be thinking about honky, but I think they call just about any white they want to a honky.
Well, that's more of a new term.
I guess. I don't know what that's supposed to mean either. I don't know what you know, they might call them white trash, but I don't think that would be necessarily exclusive to the blacks to use the word.
What type of term would you use to call somebody that lives out in the country?
Well, we've always called them countrymen, countryman. But it's not of a derisive nature. It was just, you know, I'd hear them say, you know, when my countryman comes around, I'm going to get some fresh eggs or fresh vegetables, because they used to come in from the country with trucks and wagons with, the, you know, like truck farmers, and go up down the street and sell them.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready, and they say, you know, well, when are you going to be ready very, very soon? You might say, well, I'll be with you. What would you tell them to?
You mean I'd be with you in a minute, or shortly, or right away, or something like that?
Yeah.
Just whatever came to mind.
If you know that you're going in the right direction, you're on the right road, you're traveling, but you don't know the distance that you have to go before you get someplace, you might stop someone and ask them, well, how
far is it?
Yeah. If you're pointing out, if you're like calling attention to something, you're pointing something out, what might you say if you want someone to look?
See, there it is.
Okay. And maybe if you're doing it with exclaiming, or you've got a lot of emphasis, or you're hurrying and you want them to do it quickly, how might you say? What might you say?
I'd say, look.
Okay.
Or look at that. Or look there.
Fine. If you want to know how many times something's going to happen, or you might have to do something, and you're asking somebody this, how would you ask them how many times you would have to do something?
How many times do I have to do it?
Yeah, you just say how many times.
What about
when you're taking allergy shots, and you want to know at which interval you'll have to take them? What would you ask the doctor?
How often do I take them?
If a friend says that he's not going to do something, and you agree with him, you might say, well, how would you show him that you're not going to do what he's not going to do also?
That I'm not going to do it?
Yeah, and he's not either. So you might say, well.
Well, you mean I would say I don't blame you, or I would say I'm not going to do it either?
Yeah. Okay, and if you really had a lot of emotion, you want to say it emphatically, what might you say?
I just would probably say the same thing more emphatically.
Okay. You're not going to do it. Well, I'm not going to do it either.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's about as emphatic as you can get.
Okay. This part of your face is called what? This part above your eyes.
The forehead. Forehead.
And then you would go to a barber regularly to have
your hair cut.
Okay. And if you don't shave, you're very likely to grow
a beard.
And then we have one on each side of our head for listening, and on this side it's called this side of me, looking at me.
It's your ear.
All right, which side is it on?